Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect this afternoon. Today we've got two very special guests. You're going to have a great time. We have a couple of Compassion Live events coming. One's the Encounter Tour on April 19th here at Calvary Church, Osuna Campus. Pastor Levi Lusco will be bringing us the Word using his passionate gift for unapologetic Bible teaching. He will be joined by Lisa Turkhurst of Proverbs 31 Ministries and Fresh Life Worship. The Encounter Tour is presented by Compassion Live. VIP doors will open as early as 4:15. Early entry doors about 5 and general admission doors about 5:15. The action starts at 6 o'clock. You can go to CompassionLive.com to obtain tickets. And our first special guest today is Levi Lusco. He's the pastor of Fresh Life Church. He's a best-selling author and the father of 5 with his wife, Jeannie. His books include Swipe Right, Through the Eyes of a Lion, and I Declare War. And Levi, you heard me say the action starts at 6, because I know Levi Lusco is a guy of action.
Yeah, hey, Jim, thanks for having me. We're super excited, and I think it's going to be a great tour this year.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Encounter Tour. You've done this before.
Yeah, so we did, I think, 13 dates last year, and we're a real fun collaboration. You know, Lisa and I are both very different, but our messages really dovetail together well. She's an incredible speaker, crazy, vulnerable, empathy, powerful, really, and we just have been collaborating on how our messages can complement each other throughout the night, and then with Fresh Life Worship, bringing out some new songs. It's going to be really special.
Well, Levi, you have your fresh thoughts on KNKT all the time, presented to our listeners. Our listeners are very familiar with you. And do you consider Albuquerque to still be home? Because you're from here, right?
Yeah, I lived there for 10 years, and I definitely have such fondness whenever I know I'm coming back to Albuquerque. It's a beautiful place. I miss it all the time. I've got family there, and we love the community, especially at Calvary, and just, it's amazing, yeah.
Where is home now for the Levi Lusco family, Levi?
Home is wherever we're sleeping at the night. I say that jokingly. We do live in Montana. Mm-hmm. Our calling has us out a lot, doing ministry around the country and world, but we are based out of Montana.
Tell us about Fresh Life Church a little bit. You have a lot of different campuses. I was on your website the last couple of days, and looks like you're adding a campus about every 6 months.
Yes, they've grown like rabbits. We have 9 locations in the state of Montana, and then we have Salt Lake City, Utah, Portland, Oregon, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and then we also have an online campus as well that is by far our biggest, which is a community of people around the country and world who join in as either supplemental to the faith journey, or in many cases, people, their primary, you know, spiritual nourishment comes from the online experience.
Levi, when you have a church that's growing like this, I saw that you're doing some watch parties and you have people watching sermons. I know you've got your whole church is built around fresh life, fresh thoughts, freshness in Christ. How do you keep it fresh?
Yeah, you know, we have always tried to tell people they have to daily spend time with Jesus. I think that's where it all begins. It can't just be about relying on a Sunday infusion of, you know, life. It has to come from, like any marriage relationship would tell you. If you don't talk to your wife or talk to your husband, if you don't have date nights, if you don't have regular opportunities for forgiveness and transparency, no relationship can grow. And so, I think that's the number one key always.
Well, you're planning on coming to Albuquerque as one of the dates, part of the Encounter Tour. I want to remind everybody that the Encounter Tour, and Levi will be here. He'll be here with Lisa Turkhurst and his Fresh Life Worship, which we're going to talk about here in just a second. The event happens on April 19th at Calvary Church, the main campus. And, of course, the new Westside campus is pastored by your brother, Jesse. We had a chance to talk with him last week on the program.
Jesse's the best. I've been loving following along, watching
his vision and his heart. Him and his wife, Becca, they have really planted roots down on the West Side, and it's really exciting to watch that just flourish under his leadership.
Levi, mention a little bit about your books. Your first book was just an amazing bestseller, Swipe Right. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you so much for that compliment. Swipe Right was actually the second book. The first one was called Through the Eyes of a Lion.
Mm.
And that's all about hope when life is hard, how to look at impossible things you face, but to believe God has a plan, you know, divorce or loss or being, you know, let go from a job you loved. Specifically, I write about having to walk through grief when our daughter went to heaven unexpectedly right before Christmas one year. And then Swipe Right is relationships, dating, sex, marriage, how to navigate the complicated area of life that is pornography, that's so easy to come by these days on the internet, and how to make decisions that your future self will thank you for.
Yeah. And how about your new book, I Declare War?
Yeah, I wrote that one because I'm kind of emotionally a hot mess. I say that joking, but, you know, I kind of came across a body of research about emotional intelligence, and considering I lead a staff of people and have, you know, navigated life with marriage and stuff, I kind of figured I'm emotionally pretty strong. But I took this test, and turns out I was on the emotional intelligence scale pretty low in some self-management, self-awareness areas. And so I really began a journey of trying to grow my emotional intelligence. And they actually have found that if you can improve your scores on how you relate to yourself and to other people, you can actually improve your quality of life and your career improves. They say it's even a better predictor of success in life than your IQ.
Wow.
And so I Declare War was sort of me sharing my notes with the world on how I learned to grow in overcoming, you know, insecurities, being comfortable in my own skin, the ability to manage myself and deal with addictive tendencies when it came to social media or phone usage. And of course, I'm not purporting that I've reached perfection in any of these areas. I'm a long way from it, but I have seen growth, and that book was kind of a way of helping people understand that they can, in many cases, be their own worst enemy. And if they can use the tools that I present in the book, they can actually find some growth in their ability to emotionally connect with the world.
Levi, I know you make some visits to Albuquerque. You mentioned that your family's here. Of course, your dad is our general manager here at the radio station, an amazing pastor and teacher himself. And when did you know that God had gifted you and called you to be a pastor? I actually remember you speaking at a Hope Christian School chapel many, many years ago, because I had five kids that went to Hope Christian School.
Yeah, wow. Well, my dad is an incredible man, and I've always looked up to him as a hero and as a great friend. He was the best man at my wedding, and we have a great relationship and talk every day, and I'm better for it. When I was a young child, as young as I can recall, I think 3-4 years old, I sort of sensed a calling to pastoral ministry. And, you know, of course, I did have in my dad an example of what that looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really all I can ever remember. You know, the Bible talks about young Samuel being brought to the church, the temple, by his mother, Hannah, and being raised by the prophet and the priest Eli. And that was really kind of my life. I grew up in church, served in church, met my wife in church, and I've never known anything outside of it. And I'm better because of it. So it's really been a lifelong call for me.
Levi, tell us a little bit about Lisa Turkhurst. I know she's a friend and she does have a little different ministry. Do you tell me how you guys, I guess, work together and kind of coordinate what you're doing on these encounter tours?
Oh man. Well, Lisa, you know, she's a New York Times bestseller. She everything she writes has been life changing for people. She writes about cravings and how to deal with them. She writes about forgiveness, which is her newest book. She has written about really difficult things when it comes to her personal life, and she is for me a role model as an author. She's helped me out a lot, and we her husband and I, and my wife Jenny and I, we have a great friendship and love to spend time together. And it kind of was natural, you know. Compassion approached us and they said, hey, what if we did a tour with, you know, two authors who are kind of a different perspective, you know, obviously a female and a male, and just kind of a different way of doing things, but it could be a cool night to kind of combine it. And what was really neat, I knew we'd have fun because, you know, we get along really well, but what I really wasn't prepared for was how powerful the combination would be. You know, the Bible talks about grace and truth, or, you know, light and dark. It's like almost like a beautiful complement to the night to have such a perspective as a female, and then me coming in. We found the nights to be just really gritty and powerful and special. And every night, you know, on the last tour, we sold out most of them. We just saw God really do tremendous things. And so this year, they approached us again about maybe our worship ministry coming out on the road. And so that's going to be a whole new level of fun. And our team actually, based on Lisa's new book, wrote a brand new song that we're going to be singing to close the night out based on her message. And so it's just going to be a real, real special tour, I think.
Well, talk to us about Fresh Life Worship and your team that's kind of come together.
Yeah, we obviously started the church 13 years ago, and we always had it in our heart to write music and basically to do so for our church. You know, we write a lot of the songs that we sing on any given weekend. You know, obviously we do bring in songs for other bands and stuff like that, but I think it's always powerful when a church congregation gets to sing songs written in that church, because then you're essentially doing what the Bible says, to sing God a new song. And so when we started doing that, it was more for our own purposes, to sing songs celebrating what God has done in our church community. But then we realized, you know, people might want to hear these too. And so we started putting them on Spotify and, you know, putting them on iTunes. And to our, you know, amazement, they really took on a life of their own. And so we've continued, I think we've released 5 or 6 full-length records, quite a few EPs, some Christmas songs. And then we now are getting to bring the band out on the road, which is so cool.
That is really cool. Levi, and this is a little bit off script, but I know you're going to be able to answer this right offhand. This is something that I don't understand. I mean, I'm 60-plus years old, and social media and a lot of the technology that you are using to bring the gospel to people is kind of amazing. Are you driving that, or you just have some other talented people in your ministry that have come alongside to help you with that technology?
You know, it's both and. I do manage some of it myself. If you see the quality drop, it's usually because I'm posting my own stuff. I have a real talented creative department here at the church, and there's in specific a girl on our team who is just an absolute wizard when it comes to Google and the marketing and Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. And she does a really great job and has a passion for it. And you know, I think it's like anything else. You know, Dave Ramsey says about bricks that they can be used to build hospitals or thrown through windows. You know, social media obviously is responsible for a lot of evil, bullying, trolling, et cetera. But it's also, the way I see it, the opportunity to present the gospel in a platform that is where people are at. You know, people are on Instagram, they're on their Facebook and Twitter accounts. So if we can bring Jesus into those environments, and to do so in such a way where we don't lose our sanity in the process, I think we'll be the better for it.
Well, we are talking with Pastor Levi Lusco. He has Fresh Life Church up in Montana and all over the place, up in the Northwest, really. So what an amazing thing. He brings fresh thought spots here on KNKT. The Lusco family has been integrated here in Albuquerque for a long time. And I did want to mention, I had a couple of your old teachers and things, Terry Heisey and Jim Murphy, were on the air yesterday from Hope. And they told me to give you a nice hello, and they're looking forward to the Encounter Tour. So I hope you know everybody's thinking about you and praying for you constantly here and thinking about all that you do.
Well, I remember Coach Heisey and Coach Murphy very fondly, and I believe they are all in different roles now, as I recall.
Well, Terry Heisey's the head of the school now.
That's right, yeah, much deserved promotion. So that's fantastic. And when, you know, this is the 20th year since I graduated from Hope Christian this year, because I graduated in 2000, so 2020 is our 20 year. And we had our team check into it, and I guess there's no reunion, so otherwise we would have come back for it.
Well, Levi, really, my last question really is, what are our listeners going to encounter when they come and hear you speak on April 19th?
Well, our big prayer would be that they encounter Jesus, and it's a safe place for people to worship, to hear from God, but most important would be, of course, to meet with Jesus, because that's where life change can happen, and so we're really, really praying for that.
Pastor Levi Lusko, he is the pastor of Fresh Thought Church, Fresh Life Church, excuse me, and he's with the Encounter Tour.
Hopefully it's Fresh Thought Church, too.
Yeah, it's Fresh Thought. Amen. Yeah. Sorry, when the host messes up his mouth, it kind of gets confusing, but Fresh Life Church, amazing, 13 years, as you mentioned. You have the church, you're reaching out to homes through your watch parties and just amazing things that you're doing with technology, as we mentioned a little bit earlier. Levi is going to be coming to Albuquerque on April 19th, Calvary Church, Osuna Campus. He'll be bringing us the Word using his passionate gift for unapologetic Bible teaching. And he's going to be joined by Lisa Turkhurst of Proverbs 31 Ministries in her own right, great speaker, great writer, author. And Fresh Life Worship is going to be accompanying them both. So it's going to be a special night. The Encounter Tour, you have to pick up tickets for the event at CompassionLive.com. And Levi, I'm going to ask you one last question. I know I said the other question was the last, but I have to make this one the last one. And how's it working with Compassion? They seem like they're doing an amazing job of promoting and drawing people into these events. Does that really help you in your evangelical call?
Honestly, it's unbelievable. You know, I think whenever the church gathers, no matter what is the reason for our gathering, there should be life change that's felt somewhere else. And, you know, whenever the book of Acts, you know, what you read about the church gathering, there's always healings, there's always miracles, there's always outreach and church plants, et cetera. So what we decided was that these nights weren't just going to be about us coming together as Christians going, yay, us, we love God, isn't that great? But to make each night, the opportunity would be opened up for kids in third world countries and different parts of the developing nations to encounter life change and food and receive help. And so every night we open up just the opportunity for people who want to sponsor Compassion Children. And it is fantastic to see hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of these little kids, special kids, receive basically pseudo parents in the United States who are going to help, you know, chip away at their cost of living. And we just love, it's one of the most special things ever to get to the end of the tour and look back and go, oh my gosh, look how many kids were sponsored through Compassion. And they're just an amazing organization.
Levi, we appreciate your time. We know you're very busy. God bless you and your family and your ministry. And we're looking forward to see you on April 19th.
Thank you so much, Jim.